And welcome to this edition of Inside the Program on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel, powered by InsideTexas.com. I'm your host, Justin Wells. With me, as always, is Eric Nalin. Like our video and subscribe to the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel. We're getting to 7,000. Help us climb to that. Also, use the promo code IT1, and that'll get you 2 months of InsideTexas.com for only a dollar. And it really is a great time, from portal access to spring ball, post-spring ball, to recruiting and official visits in June. A lot to cover in a short amount of time. Eric, it's all about the portal right now. That's what everybody wants to know, and there's a lot of stuff to kind of update the fans on. What's the latest? You posted a great story at InsideTexas.com this morning. What are your overall thoughts so far as Sark and these guys prepare for portal combat?
Yeah, I posted an article this morning called, you know, what we know, what we think we know, what we don't know, just to sort of clarify our positions. It helps me, helps us connect with the reader and let them know exactly what we know or what we think we know or where it's heading. You see that banner right there, current exports and imports. Texas is in a bit of a trade deficit right now, but that's not always a bad thing. 7 guys have gone out, only 1 guy has come in. But really a lot of that's doing is making room. You got to make room for more guys. So they're trying to be proactive. They're trying to increase the baseline talent on the roster. If they lose one guy, the guy they added, they think is going to be able to help them this year. It's all about what they can do this year. So some of those guys are talented. That's just testament to how they've improved the roster talent throughout the years. It's going to happen. You're going to lose talented guys. That's the nature of the beast. But they're looking to win this year. Who can help this year? If Austin Jordan wasn't going to have that big of an impact this season, well, tough decisions have to be made. It's unfortunate. They lost some good players. We hope they find good homes. But this is all about making room for what they can do this year.
Yeah, and I think it all goes into the mindset of winning right now. I think that's the biggest buy-in for Sark and those guys. They are all in for 2024. They want to go into the SEC with the right mindset, the right roster. They want to be set up for success. And Sark's been tremendous at doing that. When you talk about defensive tackles, you know, that one is kind of the biggest buzzword, because it's been obvious. We've mentioned it a ton of times. You lose one in Zach Swanson, you're bringing in one in Bill Norton. Kind of talk about a little bit what the, not only the need there, but also a little bit about Wild Bill and what else people should expect, you know, with Dominic Williams, with other names that we're hearing on the D-line.
Yeah, well, I love the addition of Norton. They needed a big body that can take up space. You know, when we knew that Johnny Nansen was going to be the next defensive coordinator, we started looking at the players. We watched that bowl game against OU a little closer, and I'm like, man, I like this guy. He can move a little bit for being so big. I wanted him to go into the portal in December or January, and that didn't happen. So I think it's a big pickup. He's not a game-changing talent, but he fits what they're trying to do. He fits what they need. There's not anybody else on the roster like him. Obviously, the big chip is Dominic Williams. He visited this week. It was a good visit. I'm pretty bullish on UT. I know that their resolve to ultimately win that recruitment is where it needs to be. But, you know, we've got to remember, there are things out there we don't know. We don't know the resolve of other schools. He's going to Missouri. It's clearly that Missouri found a bag of money somewhere. We can see that in their high school recruiting in this cycle. We can see that with some portal additions. Their NIL has come alive. So they've got my attention a little bit. It's hard for us to know the resolve of other schools. What we can gauge is the resolve of Texas. I can tell you that Texas's resolve is exactly where it needs to be. However, you know, I'm not going to tell you that they're going to reset the market for a player. That's what it would have taken to get Jay Toya. Jay Toya stayed home. Another thing that we can't know is if the guy's out on the open market just to see what he can get before he stays home. That could play in with some other recruits we're going to talk about here in a little bit. But right now, I think they've done what they need to do on Dominic Williams. However, he's going to take a couple more visits, Missouri being one of them, LSU being another. LSU is going to be all in. They need defensive tackles, probably even worse than Texas. Can they combat Texas financially? I don't know about that. But, you know, Texas is all in. We just have to wait and see how it plays out. I don't think we're going to know anything until the last hour before decision next Wednesday.
Yeah, and there's other guys as well. There's a pair of Michigan State D linemen that Texas are kicking the tires on. It feels like there's a new name every day. And that's kind of the life of covering the portal, I believe, in this day and age in college football. And honestly, it keeps us on our toes. It makes it fun. But like you said, Texas isn't going to want to reset the market. I know one guy that keeps us on our toes is Andre the Lawyer. You know, anytime you're in trouble, anytime you need help, that's a trusted Inside Texas guy right there through and through. Andre the Lawyer is the man you need to call. 214-444-8808. Any type of accidents, on the job, 18-wheeler, hit and miss, anything you can imagine where you get in trouble and you need someone to call, it's Andre the Lawyer. This is a guy that's not going to go to the portal on you. He's going to stay on the roster. He's Mr. Retention. 214-444-8808 for Andre the Lawyer. We're going to shift to DB because probably a month ago, we didn't know if there was going to really be a need for Texas to look in the portal at DB. Yeah. But here we are. yes, they're going to kick the tires on a few guys. They're going to lose a few, and they're also looking at bringing in one. What's the latest there, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't rule them out taking two DBs. You know, maybe they take a defensive back that can help Makuba play star. And if he's that star, then Jadae can give them reps at corner. You know, if you get somebody that can play Jadae at corner more, then that's like getting a corner out of the portal. You know, Tecario Davis is a popular name from Arizona, obviously another Nansen connection. Our Charlie Williams actually did some really fine investigative work on that. It wasn't what we wanted to hear, but we appreciate the work. It sounds like Texas is going to have an uphill battle. At this point, we would be surprised if he even visited. However, I do think Texas knows the position they're in and maybe some ways that they could counterpunch. But, you know, I'd be surprised if they visited. If he visited, that would be a minor victory to me. Talented player. We'll see what they can do. I think the big deal is we don't know who all is going to enter. They have until, next Tuesday, I think, the 30th, before is the final date for guys to enter. I think that this weekend could be somewhat interesting. I think the lead up to the 30th could be interesting. Texas, I think, does have their eyes on some potential guys that could enter. You know, it doesn't look all that busy above water, but below water, they're kicking like crazy. They've got their ears to the street trying to figure out who might jump in. They're evaluating a lot of tape. I think we're headed for some surprises. I don't know, but we'll see. Corners, one where I think they could take upwards of two. They lost two. They might take two.
You know, and you mentioned this before at InsideTexas.com. Come see us over there. It really is a great community. You talked about there's a potential for a linebacker could be added to the mix here. And so, you know, what would you say, with knowing that, what would you say Sark's mindset is when it comes to the portal? Because they brought in a linebacker in this last cycle, but yet they're still churning the bottom of the roster. They're still trying to get the best 85 in this program. You know, knowing what you know, what's kind of the mindset going in and also at linebacker?
Yeah, I mean, I had a couple calls this week specifically about Sarkisian, and it just gave me a little bit of insight how, you know, that he talks about being obsessed to winning, and that's not really just a moniker. It's, you know, the things I'm hearing about behind the scenes are about to be backed up in action. You know, they're going to keep trying to bring in the best players they can. If somebody's upset with the competition, then, you know, they've got a choice to make. He's going to try to put out the best team on the field he can this season, and he's going to be aggressive. Now, at linebacker, they love the three, and they love their young guys too. They just think that they need a little bit more experience. We know they love LaFau and Gallette, so this is no slight to them. Those guys are right on time. But there's not a lot of experience behind Hill, Benda, and Blackwell. And so I do think that there's the opportunity they could bring. I think a lot of positions have the possibility for a surprise import that aren't even on our radar right now that you would be surprised. I've heard some things where I'm like, wow, it would be insane if they brought somebody in at that position. But he's trying to win. He's trying to win now. He's obsessed. If you're not obsessed, if you haven't bought in, you know, you can hit the portal too. You know, that's just his mindset.
Yeah, and you know, nothing against Vernon Broughton and his new bride, but getting married on the day of the spring game, I felt like probably could have been a different day. And granted, you know, we don't have our wedding aficionado and Joe Cook on right now to tell us what that would be like. But I feel like, you know, maybe he could have changed that day. But you're right, because that coincides with Sark and that obsession. It's like, hey, this is the only thing in his life right now. You also, I want to touch on this real quick. You mentioned yesterday on the board, punter. Because that was one without a guy. You know, the only scholarship guy is going to be Michael Kern. He's not on campus yet. What's the latest that you heard from that position? Because we know how much Jeff Banks puts stock into the special teams.
Yeah, they must feel good about Kern or you know, the walk-ons that they have right now. I don't expect them to take a punter. I reached out to the kid at Louisiana Tech, talented player. We've got some people in common, so we had a nice little talk. He's committed to LSU, but, you know, if Texas would have shown interest, he would have reciprocated. I don't think Texas is looking for a punter. They're going to be happy with what they have. You just have to trust their judgment. I think it's also one of those things where, hey man, we want to use this scholarship somewhere else. You know, they don't want to go into the season without all 85 being used. But they want to prioritize the most important positions. And I think right now they feel good enough about punter where they'd actually throw that scholarship at another position. Now, I'm not saying they're going to fill everything out, but that's their intention. They're wow. leaving room so they can hit. They can go as big as possible. They're, you know, like Sark said last year in a press conference, they're looking for big fish. Right now, they feel like they can use that scholarship more wisely than taking a punter.
You know, portal stuff is it's madness. It really is. And it's so much fun at InsideTexas.com. Like I said, it keeps us on our toes. It's something that we're constantly having to check on, constantly updating. You got to come see us at InsideTexas.com. It really is the best time to join. If you'll use promo code IT1, you will get 2 months of Inside Texas for only $1. My man, that is about as good as it gets as we give away this really, really good info on a daily basis. We sure do appreciate and thank you for making us a part of your day. Enjoy joining us on the Inside Texas Football YouTube channel powered by InsideTexas.com.